This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Before the three Americans on the recent Artemis II mission flew around the moon, they had trained in helicopters in Colorado. Now, NASA is using the same course in the northern part of the state, run by the state's Army National Guard, to train future astronauts. Everett Bolduc is a NASA instructor. He says the Rockies are a perfect place to simulate the moon.
If you watch recordings from Apollo, for example, you can see, hey, we're kicking up dust at about 80 feet up, and they start losing that reference of where the ground is, and that's one of the things that we can simulate.
More than 24 astronauts have been certified on the course, with more training set for this summer. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow is helping launch a new congressional caucus. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The End Corruption Caucus will work on legislation to root out corruption in government and restore people's trust in elected leaders. In a statement, Crow says corruption is poisoning our politics, and he noted the influence of billionaire donors and special interests. He also said President Trump has enriched himself and his family by billions. He's launching the caucus with New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and California Representative Mike Levin. Since entering Congress, Crow has introduced bills to end dark money and end congressional stock trading. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver Parks and Recreation opened a brand new indoor pool at the Swansea Recreation Center this week. The $22 million facility features three lap lanes, a lazy river, and a water slide. City officials said the new pool replaces the previous outdoor, which had reached its lifespan and required a full replacement. It's designed to provide year-round access to aquatic programming. This is CPR News.